Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Talk Astros. You find the show at Locked On Astros, your team every day. Unfortunately, the Astros lost today, and it was a kind of one of those ugly games. And it's one of those games where you start the season 4-0, and you're eventually going to hit that brick wall. Unfortunately, the Astros hit that brick wall today, and it was one of those games where the Astros nothing went right in terms of the bullpen usage, and Luis Garcia didn't give the Astros any benefits. There were some late game heroics by Kyle Tucker, but other than that, not much went well for the Houston Astros today. But we're going to talk about this and more on today's Locked On Astros podcast. And don't forget, you can get Locked On Astros on the podcast app Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. And when you get in your car, tell your smart device play the podcast Locked On Astros. And today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them that Locked On has sent you by. So the Astros are one of four teams in Major League Baseball that have already had four wins. The Dodgers, the Phillies, the Angels, and the Astros, of course. So for the Astros to lose to one of those teams, that's not saying anything bad against the Astros. You're not going to win 162 games. This was a game that the Astros had the lead throughout the whole, pretty much the whole thing. I think that, let me look at the score, but it was one of those where it was back and forth, but it was one of those where the Angels kind of took the lead and the Astros lost the lead in the eighth inning. And so the Astros basically had the lead in the entire game. And then all of a sudden in the eighth inning, that's when Joe Smith came in and basically coughed up the game. And I'm not going to say I'm going to blame it on Joe Smith. And a lot of people are talking about, well, Joe Smith threw at Shohei Ohtani, and Ohtani kind of gave him the stare down. And in that situation, I believe there's already two runners on base. Why are you going to throw at Shohei Ohtani? That makes no sense with no outs. That makes no sense. And for Ohtani to kind of stare down Joe Smith, you know that didn't hurt you. It hurt you more whatever happened the day before when you tripped over Castellanos. That's what hurt you, Ohtani, not what happened yesterday. Versus Joe Smith. So I think that situation was overblown. Speaking of what's being overblown is the whole trash can situation. I know that we're playing in Anaheim, which is technically LA of Anaheim, the LA Angels of Anaheim, or whatever you want to call themselves. So they are, there's going to be a lot of Dodgers fans there, and you saw a lot of blue jerseys there. You had a lot of people going there, not to watch the Angels play, but to actually go there and boo the Astros. You knew this was going to happen. This is not a big surprise. And I saw while Carlos Correa and you knew people, they knew they were going to be on camera. You saw them giving the middle finger and everything. You heard them booing. And then you saw them throwing a fake inflatable trash can. That was actually kind of funny. I would have to say that's actually kind of creative for you to bring an inflatable trash can, then throw it onto the field. Okay, I'll give you props. That's kind of funny. But to throw a recycle bin onto the baseball field full of beer cans, that's just delaying the game. During the eighth inning, I think that was during the seventh inning when Brian Abreu was pitching. So that was a very distracting episode. And so for them to be doing that, that's just taken away from the game. So, yes, I hope it got you out of your system, Dodgers fans, but I don't think it has. I think that this is going to be an issue that Astros are going to have to deal with all season. And this is something that's not going to go away anytime soon. But this was a game that kind of got off to a bad start from the beginning. I know that Luis Garcia, once again, He didn't really pitch terrible, but he walked three batters. He only allowed four hits, but he only lasted 3 1/3 innings pitched. Eventually, when your starters are not going deep into these games, your bullpen is not going to keep on being able to cover up your butt. So that's what happened today. Yeah, if you keep on using those same relievers over and over again, I mean, this is four games in a row. Some of these teams have had an off day. The Astros have not had that off day yet. They've played four straight games. And so this is a situation where Luis Garcia lasted 3 1/3 innings. Ryan Stanek had to come in and basically, I want to say, if I remember correctly, the bases were loaded when Stanek came in, and he came in and got two big outs. One of them was a strikeout. The other one was it was a pop-up, and that was a big situation for him to come in. And I think that you're going to see Stanek come in those big high leverage situations. So I think that's his role. Whatever the big situation is, you're going to bring in Stanek. Brooks Raley is going to be that guy you're going to bring in. His ERA is kind of high right now. It's at 9, but it's still early in the season. He did allow a run today. Joe Smith, he had one of those kind of weird games. He didn't pitch an inning because he didn't record an out, but he allowed two hits, allowed three earned runs, and he did hit Ohtani. Ohtani came around to score. And so all those runs were charged to Joe Smith. Blake Taylor came in. I want to say the first one of the runs scored was on a actual hit. Then the other one was on a ground out to Carlos Correa, and he threw it to second base. Then you had the whole Yuli situation where a lot of people are like, well, Yuli, you should have thrown to second base and tried to get the double play. But in that situation, when you're down 6-5 at that time, you're going to want to try to get that out at first base. At home plate. You want to try to cut down that run at home plate. And that's what Yuli tried to do. Yes, he threw away the ball. And unfortunately, in that situation, could he have got the double play? Who knows? That's hindsight. You can't really look at hindsight in this situation. So unfortunately, I'm not too worried about this. It's just one game. It's just like worrying about a auto parts. And let's say that you don't get the parts you need, and maybe you just didn't go to rockauto.com. Rockauto.com is a family business. It's serving auto parts companies online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or your daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered to you directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands and specifications and prices that you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com and see all the parts available for your car and truck. Right, Locked On in the how did you hear about us box, so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you with all the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. All right, so going to Anaheim, you knew that there's going to be a lot of boos, a lot of people kind of booing the Astros, and at least the fans were knowledgeable. They didn't boo Martin Maldonado because he was a former Angel, so they really knew who to boo. But I know that against the Athletics, Urquidy only pitched 4 1/3 innings. McCullers pitched 5 innings. Javier pitched 3 2/3 innings. And then Garcia today pitched 3 1/3 innings. The bullpen was taxed. Greinke's going to have to pitch a lot of innings tomorrow in order to kind of save this bullpen. I know Brandon Belak did save a lot of the bullpen in Sunday's game, but still, you can't overexpose your bullpen so early in the season. And so far, if you're asking who's going to go back when Jake Odorizzi is ready to come back, so far, if you're looking at the scale, I think Brandon Belak's got the upper hand, but that's after only one appearance. So who knows? Brandon Belak in his next appearance could kind of blow up, and Luis Garcia can really do well. So it's too early to really tell. And I know that they started the game with Jose Altuve leading off, and he did get the single, and he did have a lot of boos. And then the offense came alive early, and that's what you expect for this Astros offense. They did score a lot of runs. They did score those three runs early in the first inning. And then they kind of slowed down a little bit. Then they scored three more runs throughout the game here or there. And then they kind of stalled out a little bit. Then they then Kyle Tucker got that that home run in the last inning. So, but you can't just expect to outslug them every time. You're gonna have to learn how to control them. So sorry, the Astros scored five runs and then they got that sixth run in the ninth inning. So that was my fault. But the Astros are scoring runs, so you can't say that they're not. The offense is not clicking. Now definitely with Dusty Baker out of the lineup, you did see another roster shuffle. A lot of y'all on the Locked On Astros live stream we did the other day, y'all were asking, well, why don't you go ahead and shift Yordan Alvarez and Kyle Tucker? Well, they did that today. And they put Alvarez in the cleanup spot. They put Kyle Tucker batting six. At first, it looked like it was about an even swap, but then they both got RBIs today. Kyle Tucker got the big home run in the ninth inning. But otherwise, he was 0-for-4 before that. So it looked like it kind of was paying off. Ledmys Diaz was 0-for-3. He did have a walk. He looked a little shaky with a couple of the catches out there, but he was making the catches. I know Taz McCormick came out there for defensive purposes later. Miles Straw, he got another walk. I'm really impressed because I know when we had Jim Callis on the Locked On Astros podcast, he said that he doesn't expect that Miles Straw is going to get a lot of walks. He had two walks in Sunday's game, and he had one walk today. So it's really good to see him kind of getting some of that that ability to be patient. But what was scary about this, and this kind of brings back a lot of what we saw last year in the 2020 season, is the runners stranded in a scoring position. They were 4-for-17 today, and they stranded 11 runners left on base. So that wasn't good. You had the Yuli Gurriel throwing error. That was a big one because that allowed the extra run to score eventually. And just Brian Abreu, he really looked good. He didn't have any strikeouts, but he had pitched the two innings. Blake Taylor did what he could do. By the time he came in, the bases were loaded with no outs. So he did best he could do to only allow the three runs or something at that point. So the damage was done. So I guess it's over or whatever that song goes. And so the bullpen can only do so much. So Zach Greinke has got to come out tomorrow or today and really stymie the Angels offense. So I want to take back a little bit of what I said about this Angels offense. It's a little bit better than I thought it was. I think that Jared Walsh is playing better than I thought he was. Mike Trout is always going to be good. I think that Justin Upton so far this year is batting better than a lot of us thought. Albert Pujols is who we thought he was. I know that Otani is not really batting with the batting average that we expected, but when he made that start the other day and he batted a second, he crushed that one pitch. Oh my gosh, you could hear it. It was just like the sweetest sound ever. But I don't want to like drool over Otani, but that was just the best sound ever. But so the Angels, I'm not gonna totally buy into them yet. The A's, they lost again. But to their defense, this is how they're starting their season. They're facing the Astros. Then they're facing the Dodgers, and then they're facing the Astros again. So that is a tough stretch of games for the A's to start the season. If they're able to muster a few wins in that big stretch, then maybe they can beat up on some of the other teams. But speaking of that, I bet that the Astros are still going to be okay, even with this one loss. And speaking of betting, let's talk a little bit about betonline.ag. A lot of people are betting that maybe Alex Bregman could maybe win the MVP this year. Maybe Mike Trout, he hit a big homer today. Maybe he could be the MVP. So why don't you go to betonline.ag? It's the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action, not just baseball, but NFL, once that starts again, NBA and everything. I know that college basketball is about to be over, but there's everything, anything that you want to bet on, even awards, TV shows, and reality TV, anything you want to talk about, NHL, and anything you can bet on. So BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline.ag, your online sports experts. Promo code locked on. Do you have trouble setting your daily lineup, or are you one of those guys that does the daily fantasy baseball? Well, why don't you check out the Locked On Fantasy Baseball podcast? You have a new resource to give you advantage in your leagues. The Locked On Fantasy Baseball podcast. It's a daily fantasy baseball podcast hosted by the veteran fantasy analyst, Scott Cullen, who uses data and nearly two decades of fantasy baseball experience to offer the strategies and waiver wire pickups to lead the league in wins. Follow Locked On Fantasy Baseball on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. All right, looking at StatCast from today's game, some of the hardest hit balls were from some groundouts. So the Astros hitting are into some big groundouts, like Yordan Alvarez. He hit an 114 mile per hour groundout. So did Carlos Correa, 111 mile per hour groundout. Kyle Tucker's home run, which was a beauty. It was 109.6 miles per hour. And the pitch was a 89.8 mile per hour fastball or curveball. I forgot what type of pitch it was, but it was a straight center. It went to it went over the ivy in center field, and that was great. You thought that maybe the Astros have a chance to get it, but unfortunately, it just wasn't enough for the Astros to come back. And so, fortunately, they have their ace on the mound tomorrow. Zach Greinke will be facing not Griffin Cannon. It was supposed to be Griffin Cannon, but the Angels have decided to change things up. And so instead of Griffin Cannon, they're going to be facing Dylan Bundy tomorrow. So Dylan Bundy is their ace in the situation. And so we'll have to see how good he's going to face. He'll be going on regular rest with the six-man rotation. So this is going to be ace versus ace. And so we'll have to see how Zach Greinke is going to do. Zach Greinke pitched really good the last time, and he's been practicing his Zen poises. So poses. So I don't know why I said poises, whatever. It's 1 o'clock at night. So I'm tired. So overall, there's not really much to say bad about this game. It was one of those games that got away late, and you can't really blame anything. You can't blame this on Dusty Baker. I would have gone with Joe Smith in that situation. He is supposed to be your setup guy. So, he had a bad game. Maybe he shouldn't have hit Otani. Okay. Who cares? It happens. And so that inning was just ugly. I just felt like the relievers, even Brian Abreu, Rayleigh and Stanek, and just everybody just kind of felt like they were kind of like playing with fire the whole game. Definitely Luis Garcia, he was just playing with fire, and it's amazing that the Angels didn't score more runs. So this offense can be dangerous, but so can the Astros offense. And I'm surprised that the Astros didn't do more. It just seems like Claudia, what's his name? Chris Rodriguez. He really shut the Astros down. I think the Astros had a chance of really kind of breaking out, but Chris Rodriguez came in and kind of shut things down. Now, Steve Cishek, he came in and fresh off of being released by the Astros and then jumping on with the Angels. That could be a good move for him, but I think the Astros could have used him, but that's water under the bridge. But the Astros and the Angels could end up at the end of the season being the 1-2 in the division either way. But I think the both teams, they're both 4-1 right now. They both have, I think that both teams are going to be pretty good. I really don't know if the Angels have enough pitching to really compete for the whole season. But what I do think they do have is they have the ability to go out at the trade deadline to really add another starter, or maybe add somebody in the, if you want to go out and add maybe another bat. I know that they've been, they're relying on Dexter Fowler. I know Dexter Fowler is a little bit older. They have Kirk Suzuki as one of their catchers. I know he's just a backup guy. They also have Max Stassi as another catcher. So they have some ability to go out and get that. They have Jose Iglesias as their shortstop. He is more of a defensive guy, but he can get some hits. So they have some room to grow. Anthony Rendon is an Astros killer, definitely from the playoffs. But we'll have to see how these teams compare down as we progress down the season. But luckily, I think the Angels are hot. They definitely played some pretty good baseball so far this season. And so it's good that the Astros are only playing them 2 times. And maybe when we play them again, they won't be playing them. It won't be so hot when we play them in the future. So that's all I got for tonight's Locked On Astros podcast. And I think it's time this Locked On Astros After Dark is hopefully something we don't have to do a lot this year. So anyway, go Astros. We'll do this again tomorrow and we'll get another win. Hopefully it'll be 5-1. And I expect to see, I think we're going to see another home run from Kyle Tucker. And I'm going to go and predict that Alvarez is going to hit a homer as well. So don't forget, go check us out every day and go Astros.